In this bulletin, Prime Minister Scott Morrison labels Karen Phelps' medical transfer bill for refugees stupid. The Thai Prime Minister breaks his silence on Hakim Al-Arabi. And the Pope addresses tens of thousands on his visit to the Arabian Peninsula. With SBS News, I'm Michelle Rimmer. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has labelled independent MP Dr. Karen Phelps' medical transfer bill for refugees stupid. The bill, if passed, will give doctors the final say on which asylum seekers in offshore processing centres can be transferred to Australia for medical treatment. A vote is expected in the House of Representatives as early as next week. Mr. Morrison is urging Labor not to support the bill.
This is a stupid bill. It's written by people who haven't got the faintest idea how this works. We do. And I'm so appalled that the Labor Party would even play this sort of political game to get a cheap vote in the House next week. If that's what he wants, if Bill Shorten's going to sell out our border protection to get a cheap, opportunistic win in the Parliament next week, well, he can have it. I'll stay on the side of strong border protection and he can take a running jump.
Labor leader Bill Shorten is urging Prime Minister Scott Morrison to bring federal Parliament back for extra weeks to deal with the fallout of the Banking Royal Commission. Mr. Shorten wrote to Mr. Morrison yesterday asking him to recall Parliament for an extra 2 weeks in March to push through new laws in response to the Royal Commission's recommendations. Mr. Morrison has dismissed the request despite Parliament being scheduled to sit for only 10 days in the first 8 months of 2019. Mr. Shorten says Mr. Morrison's opposition to a Royal Commission delayed Australians hearing the truth about the bank's behaviour, and he shouldn't delay a response to the report by limiting Parliament's time to deal with it.
If this government can't reconvene Parliament for March, if they can't say sorry, if they can't start calling for senior directors to consider their position, they haven't learned a lesson, and I asked the Australian people at the election, who do you trust to keep the banks honest? The Liberals who wanted to cover it up, or Labor who wanted to see the truth?
Thailand's Prime Minister has broken his silence over the detention of Australian-based refugee footballer Hakim Al-Arabi. Prayuth Chan-o-cha says Thailand is working with Australia and Bahrain to find a solution for Al-Arabi, who's currently detained in Thailand. He faces extradition to Bahrain, which has convicted him of vandalising a police station there in 2012, which he denies. He's been given until April the 5th to prepare a defence against the extradition proceedings. Australia wants Mr. Al-Arabi to be returned to Melbourne, and his supporters say the Thai government can intervene and annul extradition proceedings at any moment. Mr. Prayuth says negotiations are underway.
Do not jump to conclusions about the verdict and do not politicise this. In the meantime, the Foreign Ministry is coordinating with the two countries, both Australia and Bahrain, to find a solution for this issue.
An investigation has been launched into the conduct of police in the lead-up to the deaths of two men in floodwaters in Townsville. A 23- and 21-year-old were found around noon yesterday in a large open stormwater drain. The Ethical Standards Command will now investigate the police, who'd been searching for the men after an attempted break-in at a nearby Dan Murphy's liquor store at 3 a.m. on Monday. Tens of thousands of Catholics and several thousand Muslims have celebrated the first ever papal Catholic service to be held on the Arabian Peninsula. It comes as Pope Francis visits the United Arab Emirates, becoming the first pontiff in history to visit the Arabian Peninsula. The United Arab Emirates is home to about 1 million Catholics. And now a look at today's weather. Perth, mostly sunny, 35. Humid in Adelaide, a shower or two, 32. Melbourne, humid, showers and a possible storm, 30 degrees. Hobart, possible late shower, 25. Canberra, possible afternoon shower, 30 degrees. Wollongong, a shower or two, 24. Sydney, possible shower, 28. Newcastle, partly cloudy, 27. Showers easing in Brisbane, 31. Cairns, showers and a possible storm, 31. And Darwin, a shower or two, possible storm, 32. With SBS News, I'm Michelle Rimmer.